Day 11. Focus on being content with God's daily provisions. 1 Timothy 6:6, godliness with contentment is great gain, and every one of us here can have it. It doesn't say godliness with a certain bank account amount is great gain. It doesn't say a certain job title is great gain. It doesn't say, you know, a certain address or a certain square, you know, certain type of car or a certain type of square footage in a home is great gain. No, godliness with contentment is great gain. Sandy and I were in India a number of years ago and we were talking to a young fellow. He was an Awana worker. And Sandy said to him, isn't it true that many Christians are very poor in India? And Sandy and I will never forget his answer. He says, yes, we are poor, but we are rich in Christ. We are rich in Christ. Yeah, he had a shirt on his back. His home was a little mud hut with a thatched roof and a single ceiling fan and a dirt floor. But you know what? He had joy in his life, and his eyes sparkled with the joy of the Lord, and he was serving the Lord, and he knew that he was rich in Christ. Rich in Christ. Godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing and 3 cars and health insurance and a pension and iPods and big screen TVs and cell phones and vacation homes and high-speed internet and video games, we will be content with that. Now, what does it say? If we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. Now, you know, a lot of us have all that stuff I just rattled off. But the Bible has a very simple baseline. Food and clothing. You know the interesting thing? It doesn't even say shelter. Food and clothing. Food and clothing. If you have food and clothing, be content. Be thankful with that. You know, one of the advantages of doing some overseas ministry is you just see how the rest of the world lives. You have experiences. And one of the things you may want to consider is doing some short-term missions trips somewhere, whether it's just even in Mexico or an inner city of in America somewhere, but just seeing how some people live. I remember when we first went to India, my wife and I were there for about 6 weeks. And after we came back, I don't think we bought anything extra or new in like 6 months. You know, we were just like, we have so much. It just brought a perspective that we couldn't get in this life. If we have food and clothing, be content with that. Matthew 6:9, this is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. The Bible instructs us. It's called the Lord's Prayer, but it's really the disciples' prayer because it's the prayer that the Lord wants His followers, His disciples, to pray. It's interesting that we're to pray on a daily basis. Give us today our daily bread. I don't know about you, but it's very easy in our society and in our world to go days and weeks and months and years and never pray that prayer intentionally. Give us this day our daily bread. I heard Bill Gothard a number of years ago speak on this, and he says, you know what, this is a very appropriate thing to do. In a sense, pray for God's daily provisions. In my own heart and my own life, I would say more and more I find myself praying this. Just at some point in the day, Lord, I pray for your daily bread, your daily provisions. Proverbs says, give me neither poverty nor riches. Give me just enough to satisfy my needs, not my greeds. For if I grow rich, I may become content without God. And if I am too poor, I may steal and thus insult God's holy name. And learning to just pray and say, Lord, your daily provisions. That's what I'd ask for. You're my provider. You're my source. And if we're going to experience God as a provider, it's very appropriate to pray daily for His provisions. I got a kick out of one of our children. When we first had a baby with our children, we discovered that our child's first word, you know what it was? It was amen. Amen. We were excited about it. We thought, man, we have a spiritual giant on our hands already at the age of 10 months. His first word was amen. And he was going around the house saying, amen, 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 amen. Then we finally figured out what was going on. You see, every time we fed him, we would bow his little head and we'd, you know, hold his little hands. We'd bow our heads and we'd say a little prayer and then we would say amen. And when we said amen, he got food. So whenever he was hungry, he would just walk around going, amen, amen, amen. That was his first word. It wasn't mommy. It wasn't daddy. It was amen, which wasn't spiritual at all. The kid was just hungry. You know, but there was something joyous about that because we realized that our son's first word was this idea that what he understood at this young, young age was that we prayed and we gave thanks to God for a meal, for baby food. Recently we were at an Olive Garden and we got the meal came and we bowed our heads and we prayed. It wasn't any big thing. But then a waitress came over when we were done and said, were you praying? And I said, yeah. And she started to cry. And I said, what's wrong? And she said, I'm a Christian. And I've been working here for 6 months. And you're the first family that I saw pray for a meal. First family. 6 months of working full-time at Olive Garden. 6 months of families. Probably many of them were Christians, but couldn't even stop and pause and give thanks for a meal. And she cried. Something as simple as that. We are to learn to give thanks for our daily bread. We're to learn to pray for daily provisions. I remember one time I was at a pizza place and I said, hey, let's go ahead and pray. And so we folded our hands and just kind of bowed our heads. And then right in the middle of the prayer, the waitress came over and said, excuse me. Is everything okay? Is everything okay? And so I looked up. I said, everything's fine. What's wrong? I said, nothing's wrong. She said, well, you're all bent over looking at the pizza. What's wrong? I said, we were praying. Oh, praying. Yeah, we were praying. We were just thanking the Lord for the pizza. So, I don't think I've ever seen anybody do that here. She thought we were all studying the pizza. She thought, what's wrong with the pizza? Was there a fly in the pizza? All we were doing was giving thanks. Focus on being content, thankful, grateful with God's daily provisions.